Welcome to episode 3 of the Misfits Adventure Guide. It's so nice to have a name now, guys.
This feels it's a good name, too.
Yeah.
It makes it easier to tell people what we're doing.
Yeah. Adventure Guide for Misfits, and we're doing all the fun, weird stuff. I love it. Well, let's dive right into this episode. First off, a little recap of last episode for those of you trying to remember what happened. We, including the players.
I was like, I didn't come here to be attacked.
There was a gun.
I died.
I remember there was
lizard people.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, so you helped out that person who broke their legs. You found some information about the lizard people with their insignia and the little amulet. And then you got cornered by about 3 of them on your way towards town hall. And the crystal seemed to put a bubble over you to protect you, because in that, poor Dahlia went down. But quick thinking from Helen with some ibuprofen and some, sorry, Tylenol and some bandages got you back up to 1. And as they were closing in, your local car mechanic, John Doe, dropped 3 of them with a gun. And then seemed to, when the bubble came down, because you had the thought, I would like out, it opened. It responded to your desires when you touched it. It let you out. And as you got up, John was asking you questions about the town and what the hell's going on. And then he pulled out a little necklace with a black flashing, what seemed a little beacon. And he requested backup. Something was happening in the town. So that is where we ended. But before we dive into that, let's get you guys with these kind of warm up your weekly, your episode tip. So what is your adventuring tip? Every episode, our players are going to A, introduce themselves and the person they're playing, and then they're going to give you a Misfits adventure tip. So in our order.
My name is Haley Whip Jack. I'm playing Dahlia Fermi, the goalie on the hockey team for the Mascots. Go Mascots! still haven't really described what the characters look like, I think we meant to do that last time.
Yo, don't you take my adventure tip, okay? Okay, you deal with yours, all right? You deal with
your business.
Sorry.
Sorry, I was just going to say something about it, but that's still secrets. and her adventuring tip is the greatest fantasy weapon, of course, is a gun. Remember that.
Yeah, remember that for your adventures. If you can just, man, if you just find that gun, oh mm-hmm. man, hashtag winning. Yeah. Okay, next up, Katie.
Hello, everybody. I'm Katie, aka Katieosaurus, and I'm playing Helen Iris Bulmer, whose character voice I will at some point consistently nail. My adventuring tip is, you know, a lot of people are going to tell you it's foolish to overpack. But I say, you know, just the more drugs you can just cram in your purse on the way out the door, the better. Because you never know when they're going to come in handy.
Yeah, and there was no clarifying on which drugs.
I said what I said.
So as the DM, I'm going to be running into that problem. I can tell.
Listen, I was around. I went to Woodstock, I assume. I haven't done the math, but.
And finally, Abby.
Hello, my name is Abby Bland. I play Briny Silvering. And Briny's tip this week is the opposite of last week's tip, which was that sometimes that pocket fireworks can come in handy. This week, it's sometimes they don't come in handy, and you just don't really know when that is.
So sometimes they go off in your pocket
and cause problems.
The pocket part of the pocket fireworks.
It's that first word that got you there.
I'm trying. I haven't had coffee yet.
maybe backpack fireworks might be better. Who knows?
Ooh, they could be bigger.
Fanny pack fireworks.
Fanny pack fireworks. Fireworks. Get on that.
Fanny works. And I am Tyler Corso, your story leader and dungeon master, and everyone else in the show. And my adventuring tip for you is take your own advice. Because my first adventuring tip last episode was that we didn't describe the characters and that I promised to do that. And then I immediately forgot my promise in lieu of the story. So that's going to be the very first thing we're doing. We're starting
middle combat.
Boom.
Describing. Yeah.
Middle of combat. By the way, what do you look like? Yeah. So yeah, that's where we're going to start. And the best way we're going to do this in this story is John Doe, who has just called for backup, reaches up and you can see that he's listening to something now. And then he says into what seems to be a little microphone, yeah, I'm on the corner of 4th and, fourth and Central. And I am with, and at this point he describes the three of you. And how does he describe Dahlia Fermi? What does he see?
How detailed does John get on this report?
Well, you just describe and then I will give his report.
Got it. Dahlia Fermi is a tall young woman. She's about 5'10", broad shoulders. She's real strong. She's got like strawberry blonde hair. She's pretty much always got it pulled back out of her face, because when it's not pulled back out of her face, it's fucking everywhere and you just can't have that. Pale-ish, some freckles, blue eyes, no makeup. You know, it was a practice day this morning.
Great. What's her clothing look like?
Cargo pants and combat boots.
Excellent.
Probably a flannel. Little like athletic knapsack, the ones they give for free to college athletes so that the whole team matches. They're really nice for no reason. One of those.
How about Helen?
Oh, okay. So Helen is a chaotically stylish older lady. She has like long white hair and she has big, you can Google it at home, Iris Apfel glasses. And she is wearing just like the outfit that she's wearing shouldn't make sense, but it does, because the like, if you look at Helen, you get the vibe that somewhere like in her advanced years, she realized that you can just wear whatever you want if it makes you happy. And so she has, you know, like 8 bangles going up both wrists and like big chunky jewel, like a lot of turquoise. There's a lot of turquoise going on, and just like bright colors on this, like, you know, big jacket that she's wearing. But then she's wearing very like sensible ballet flats that you can tell are like the kind with like the soft insoles, you know, like that kind.
Ooh,
and then like Audrey Hepburn, like pants, you know, like the skinny, like black Audrey Hepburn pants. That's what
like a cigarette pant.
Yeah.
yes I could not think of the word.
All right, how about Briny?
Briny is like a smaller person with short red hair, and I think in a previous episode I said that she was wearing cargo pants too, but I think it actually makes more sense as a handy person to be wearing like overalls. But because of who Briny is as a person, they are not like just, there are like added pockets and like loops for like her particular tools that she likes. So they're like custom made and they're dirty because I'm pretty sure she got espresso on them while fixing the machine.
And to properly retcon it in the right way, I think Briny maybe wore those cargo pants at home because it was just like chill. But then it's like, oh, I got to go to work, throws on the overalls. And that's how we are where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay,
I was going to say we can make mine cargo shorts if that's better.
Okay, and yeah, so John Doe talking into this little microphone that he seems to have around his necklace, and he says, the corner of 4th and Central, requesting backup. You'll see me here with perhaps moving one suspect in flannel. We have Helen Iris Bulmer, looks like Iris Apfel, and just like straight up makes the reference.
A worldly man on the microphone.
And the town handywoman, please respond. And he seems to listen to something at this moment. What do you guys do while he is like standing here making this report with like a gun in hand and has just taken out three suspects, three people? But he did refer to you as suspects as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Should we run away from John? Or are we cool just standing here?
He has a gun.
He does have a gun, doesn't he?
John, I hate to just really start in with the hard-hitting questions, but if you pardon my French, what the fuck is going on? What is all this? And suspects, I find that to be a little bit of a strong word.
Yeah, I think you're a little suspect, John.
Yeah. Yes,
get him.
Sus, as the young kids say.
Excuse me, Helen. Is this suspect? Is me being here suspect? Or is it these people who are clearly not people who are here after what they keep yelling, I hear, is the crystal, which you guys won't tell anyone about, in a town that seems to have appeared out of the middle of nowhere with a bunch of people who seem to not recognize that? Is that the suspect thing? Or is it me, the one... Do it, because I'm confused.
Town that appeared out of nowhere. You're confused. What are you? What
story
are
you? You do sound confused.
Yeah, and all of you, make a history check right now.
All right,
so 16,
14,
3.
Okay, so with the 16 and the 14, yeah, you guys are good at history. Like, what are you talking about? This is just whether or not you've read. Like history books and such much in the library or in the town when you're at school. You guys have been here, like this town was established as far back as anyone can remember. With a 3, you actually, with failing that, Haley, Dahlia's not like certain what necessarily he's talking about. So you don't have evidence to refute him. But they have evidence because they've read it in the books. They've studied this.
Mm-hmm. In theory, didn't all towns technically come out of nowhere?
Okay, no, that's not what we're here for. That's not what's happening now.
Listen, now she's you and right. I both know that I've worked at the library for frankly as long as I can remember, and I've been on the town historical committee. It's a thing that exists for sure. And this town has been around for years and years. What are you talking about? Just appeared out of nowhere. Are you sure? Where are you getting this information from?
Okay, Helen. So that's what we're doing. And at this point, you guys, you also recall the John that you've known up until this point was a very soft-spoken, had a little bit of a different approach to his voice, a little drawl in it. He was just the mechanic from out of town who, you know, moved in to the city one day and set up shop because you didn't have no car mechanics. This is very much not the same tone of voice, and everything of that has dropped in this person.
You go ahead.
I can talk now about the weird moments of, all right, Helen.
I mean, you're being kind of weird. What happened to your accent?
A little bit.
What's gotten into you, young man?
And he points at one of the bodies that is slowly transforming. What happened to his face, okay?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Didn't you shoot him?
He points to a body that he didn't shoot in the face. What about that one, okay? As you guys are talking and he's going back and forth and arguing with this, make a perception check, everybody.
What if instead of a perception check, I knocked my coffee over?
Nat 20.
I got perceptive.
17, which is still pretty okay.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So with the 5, Helen, you are just kind of in this with John right now. The two of you are kind of back and forth, and he himself got a nat 1. So he is just sort of freaking out, and he's locked in this conversation with you. But both Dahlia and Bryony notice a vehicle fast approaching. It is a pickup truck coming down one of the streets as it kind of barrels around the corner and then is heading this way. But specifically with that Nat 20, you are able to see and recognize that this is Sophie Berkshire, the old mayor's vehicle, Bryony. So I think all of you would have probably had some interactions. I mean, it's the mayor or the old mayor, at least. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can see her bearing down the road in your direction. So it doesn't surprise you when she comes skidding to a stop around you guys. and she rolls down one of the windows and says, "You all right?"
As well, that's a great question.
And with that perception, I'm going to keep those rolls for you as she did arrive. You can notice there are some dings and damage for sure done to the vehicle. So it's definitely seen some, like, some of the action happening in the city. And she yells, I gotta go get Lynn. Hop in the back.
All right. Yeah.
Helen, Sophie wants us to get in the truck.
And so, yeah, you can make this decision right now. Are you going to get in the truck? Are you guys, you were on foot headed towards the town hall, which is where she said she's going, because that's her son, the current mayor. Or you can deal with what's going on with John. What are you guys doing?
John, you want to come with?
Yeah.
Hop John, in the bed of the truck?
Yeah. Maybe come with and we can talk on the way.
We got on the way.
You know what? Yeah, fine. Okay.
Can you put the gun away while we're doing that? Also,
make a persuasion check.
Okay. That is an unnatural 20.
Ooh, okay. With that, John is going to, and he says, "Yeah, I'm keeping it though." And he holsters it.
That's fine. Cool. Yeah, we don't want your gun. We just don't want it.
It's like your hand around it near the trigger. That's little itchy.
Makes
about
us
it.
A little nervous. Yeah.
So he holsters his gun, and actually, knowing that you, I mean, technically, you were very badly hurt, Dahlia. And
yeah,
so,
I'm not looking good.
Yeah, you've got one HP. He's going to then, John is going to come over and assist getting you into the bed of the truck.
Thank you.
And you've got Sophie, who looks and kind of slides the back open to talk to you through the little window there into the bed of the truck. And she looks right at John and says, "Are you friend or foe? Before I move, I need to know."
That was a cute poem.
John says, "I'd ask you the same thing, but I'm helping, aren't I?" And she throws a little tiny piece of something into the back. And it's kind of clatters back there. And it's a piece of cracked or shattered crystal. And she says, "Don't try anything funny. It won't work." And she kicks it into gear and just starts driving. Everyone make a dexterity saving throw just to see how you...
Oh, jeez.
When she peels out.
That's a dirty 20.
Yeah.
Nat 20.
19.
Yeah, you guys are fine. Let's see
how did John do?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's see how John does on this dex. He got a 15 on the die, so yeah, he's fine. There's a little bit more shake in him, but the rest of you are just like, let's go. She pulls off, and she starts barreling down the street. You guys weren't very far at all. She just happened to pick you up on the way. And a few more blocks up, you approach Town Hall. And you can see now that the windows have been busted in. Bryony heard that on the phone. She heard some shattering of things. And there are a few bodies of people and some of these figures as well out on the lawn leading up to it. And she pulls in and just kind of hops the curb a little bit with the truck. And she calls out to you. "Okay, now we got to find Lynn, but I also need to finish the lights. I can protect everyone if we finish the lights."
How do we do that?
We could divide and conquer. We could go find Lynn.
Okay, you go in, you find Lynn, you get him out, and you need to meet me at the tower. And when she says the tower, she's referring to the central location in town where the crystal, the main crystal is. Everything else is derived off of that. But you need to meet me there. And everyone make another perception check here.
It's a 19.
5.
6.
Oh.
Okay.
Does Helen see?
Helen's just like on
it. So, Helen, there are two things. What do you think Helen most pays attention to, her sight or her hearing?
Probably her. Oh, God, that's such a hard question. Let's go with sight.
Okay. Because, yeah, there's sort of a DC 22 on this that I would give you both. But in this, we're going to rely, you got real close, so I'm giving you one of them. And if it's sight, as you are being told the plan, you're looking at Sophie. And so you're listening to her talk as she tells you through the little window what needs to happen. And you can see there is a slight shake in her body. And she's sort of trembling a little bit. And you can see inside of the vehicle, there are some slash marks that had dug into the dashboard. And there seems to perhaps be a little bit of blood inside the front that you just happen to catch a slight glimpse of.
Sophie, can I don't know how to roll for this, so I'm going to describe what's your question? I would like to ask Sophie a question that only Sophie would know the answer to see, like, if she's been, like, lizard swapped.
Okay, absolutely. I think I'm going to give that would be an insight. Let's call that an insight check. And so, yeah, you can basically ask any question you want, then I'll answer it, and we'll give that insight roll.
Okay.
Sophie, before you go inside, Lee, this is medically, right? Lee is, he's allergic to peanuts, isn't that correct? And we should probably, you know, if we're going to feed him, we should make sure not to give him any peanuts, right?
Okay. And so there are two parts to that question. I just want to clarify something real quick. So first off, the son's name is Lynn, and I want
to
make sure that. Okay,
that's
okay.
What I
just
meant.
Wanted to check if you were saying it wrong on purpose for part of the question. And secondly, so is the actual deceptive part the allergy?
Yes, Lynn is not allergic. I don't know. I will decide. He's
allergies. The healthiest man in the world. We all know.
And so if the deceptive part is not allergic to, then Sophie responds, what? What are you talking about? No, he's not allergic to peanuts. That's me. He never got that. So that statement, to your knowledge, is true, but also make an insight check now.
Okay. It's a 21, but it's a dirty 21.
Yes, absolutely. That was an honest answer, and that was that felt very Sophie.
Okay.
But with that insight, she kind of winced as she was talking to you.
Oh.
And
Sophie, you're not looking so good. Do you need some Tylenol? Do you want a couple of Tylenol, sweetie? You're not looking too good.
No, gonna need a little more than Tylenol. I need to finish the lights. I gotta do this. I need you guys to go get Lynn and meet me at the tower.
All right. Can do.
And John stands up and goes, okay, so what part of this am I supposed to assist with?
Make yourself useful, John.
John, I think Sophie could use some assistance with the lights. She's not looking too good, and it seems like those lights are really important. I'm going to make the call that I think you should go with her, and we can get Lynn on our own.
It's just one guy. Even if we have to carry him, we can do it with three of us.
Okay. Then. Shit. And he pulls that necklace out again, and he says, this is Agent Doe moving towards tower. Repeat, moving towards tower. And he issues that into this microphone. So he is relaying information of wherever he's going to someone. And you all, so do you get out of the vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Hop out. Head towards City Hall.
Hey everyone, it's Corso, your Misfits manager. We're so glad you're listening to our show and just have a few short announcements to shoot your way. First off, thank you to everyone who's listening. We just dropped this and it means a lot to us, and we really hope you enjoy the Misfits Adventure Guide. Second, if you like the show, there are several ways you can help support us. For starters, we have a Patreon at patreon.com/misfitsparty. All levels gain access to our exclusive Discord server. You can get episodes early, you can help name people and things in the show, and even get access to our monthly bonus episode where we're going to talk about the month's best and worst moments in the game. Other ways you can support us by hopping over to Apple Podcasts and leaving us a 5-star review ski. The more we get, the more they're going to tell people about us. So, you know, that would be dope. Please do that. You can also follow us over at Twitter at Misfits Party. You can tweet at us, let us know how you're liking the show so far. And you can also hit us up directly at misfitsparty@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. And now let's keep rolling. Okay, so yeah, you're basically on the front lawn of it. As you hop out, she backs the truck out and she just barrels down towards the street. And you see that they go about a block down, and then she's instructed John to do something where he hops out of the vehicle and he runs over to one of the street lamps, and he's doing something that she's pointing at from inside the truck, and they're kind of starting whatever process that she's doing. So yeah, you're looking at Town Hall. You've got this standard. It looks so, you know, it looks like a Capitol building. It's not huge or anything. It's probably, you've been here before. It's got, you know, 3 or 4 rooms in it. At the back, they're able to have, you know, an actual town meeting. So it looks kind of, you know, standard. Pillars in the front, nice big front door. But the windows on the sides that go into offices and lead into the main building where like the actual like town meeting hall stuff would be, those have been blown out. There is an exit door around back that you'd be familiar with, coming through like the auditorium side of things, or the whatever that like building is called where you actually meet, as well as the front door. How would you like to go about this?
I think Bryony would probably just go for the front door.
Yeah, that makes most sense to me.
Okay, yeah. You guys can head up to the front door. The door is slightly cracked, and like I said, there's, you know, kind of some bodies strewn about and some of these hooded figures down and out for the count. There's about 2 of them, and you get to the door. How do you want to proceed?
Are there any weapons on the floor?
Ooh.
Make an investigation check.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
Nice.
I would say that one of those hooded figures had in their possession looks like a dagger. And by in their possession, I mean it's in their back.
I'm picking it up.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brian just kind of plucks this thing out of one of them. And it looks very interesting, with a slightly curved, almost serpent-like blade. It's small, but it's not the sort of thing that you would just typically find. So you might even reason that it came with them, as far as things are concerned. So yeah, Bryony has grabbed a dagger. And so what, Helen's got a cup, you've got a dagger, and Dahlia's got some guns. those
right
are.
And, left.
And you head into the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it locked? Can we just...
Oh, no, it's cracked open. Yeah, you can see that it's been just kind of almost torn open, and then it's just kind of there.
Yep. For sure.
Girls, I think that we should at least make sure that you know, we're maybe a little sneaky about this. Should we just move quietly at least? I think their vision might be based on movement. That might be Jurassic Park. I don't remember, but
I think that's a T-Rex, actually. maybe it's like the same. It could be like the same.
Well, you know, it's like lizard people, T-Rex. Like, I'm sure they share some sort of similar traits.
Yes.
This is a weird conversation to be having right now. Let's go.
And as you open the door, you can come inside. Everybody make a stealth check when you come in.
8, 10, 6.
Okay. Yeah, you guys pull the door open and it just like... because it's been busted off the hinges, so it's kind of messed up anyway. So you literally had to scrape it to open it enough to get through. So there was no help in it. You come inside. Nothing seems to react to that per se, as you have now stepped into the front office. There is an office off to your right. There is an open door to your left, which you know is just another receiving room. And then up ahead is where the actual like town hall area is. And there's the reception desk right here at the front. There seems to be nobody at it, but the place does look like a disaster.
Okay.
So closed door to your left, open door to your right, and town hall ahead.
So would we know where Lynn's office is?
Yes.
I guess I probably would as a city.
Yeah, you would. His office is the closed door.
Then we're going to try that door.
Okay. And you can go over to the door and it is locked.
Could I try and pick it with an Allen wrench that is in my pocket?
I'm a handy person.
I got things.
I guess you'd have a way.
Take the doorknob off with a screwdriver, which
That's more of what I would say is more of your skill set. So yes, I will give you the ability to try and remove the doorknob. So you try the door, it's locked, and you're just gonna take the doorknob off, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that affect the locking mechanism? I don't know how doors work. Would it make more sense to go for the hinges?
Whatever you want to do, we will say that you are, because your character would know these things, perhaps. So we will just make this roll, and this will be an intelligence roll, and you can add your proficiency. 20. So, okay, great.
With proficiency is a 22.
Okay, so 22, you know how to get that door open.
Cool.
There's been many a time that someone has needed something like this done, where a key has been forgotten or something broken off in the lock. So yeah, you're able to get it open. And I'll even with such a high roll, allow you to tell me, are you completely removing the door or just getting the ability to open said door? Bryony will have the wherewithal to make that decision. If you do the hinges, this whole door is coming off. If you do the handle, you'll be able to kind of pop out the locking mechanism and then swing it open, but it won't be able to be like shut again.
I think the latter. I think Bryony would just try to open the door and would not take the time to take the whole door off.
Okay.
Being a small person.
You get the handle and you're able to pop out the lock in a way that now it's no longer engaged. It seems like it's maybe frozen in the lock position because it's locked from the inside. But because you have now undone that, you are able to get the door open. And the door swings open. And make a dexterity saving throw. Actually, sorry. I won't even do it a dex thing. This will just be an attack roll.
Dope, because I rolled a nat one.
That is a 13 to hit.
Yes.
Does that hit your AC? Okay. And I'm rolling a D4. That's a 3. You take 3 damage as a paperweight hits you.
Damn it.
Yeah, and so just woof, a paperweight just comes and strikes you just kind of right in the face.
What kind of paperweight? What's it look like?
This paperweight is it's a globe that was on like a little stand, and so it's like is cute. Earth, and someone has chucked that and hit you in the face with it.
Ow! Do I see who?
You see perception check real quick, because I assume you're the one closest to the door, since you're the one who just got the handle off and it happened very quickly.
14.
All right, yeah, you see a hand slink down real quickly behind the desk.
Who's there?
Lynn, is that you? I would recognize that overly ambitious baseball pitch anywhere. Is that you?
And I will roll here 7. No, this person doesn't recognize your voices.
Go away. Lynn isn't here. There's nobody here that you want.
Lynn, it's Bryony.
That voice isn't Lynn.
It's not Lynn?
Okay.
Well, if it's not Lynn, who are you?
Who are you? Are you one of those things?
No, I'm Bryony. Bryony Silvering.
It's Helen from the library.
Come on. Dahlia's here.
Kind of.
Okay, so a roll for Bryony. She doesn't know you.
Like about to die, but I'm here.
A roll for Helen. She doesn't know you. And a roll for Dahlia. Oh, yeah. Those were a 3, a 7, and a 6. She does not know any of you. I don't know who that is. I'm just an intern.
All right, calm down. Where's Lynn?
He drew them away.
And she kind of points towards, she pokes her head up. And right now you can see a very young, probably around Dahlia's age, woman who is pointing towards the town hall, meeting area.
He drew them away and told me to lock the door.
All right. Well, are you all right? Are you hurt or anything?
I was fine until you opened the door.
I think you're still fine. I don't feel fine.
Will you stay here and lay low and we'll go find Lynn. Also, when you say intern, are you getting paid? This is a paid internship, right? Can't. Because you really shouldn't settle for an unpaid.
Helen.
I'm sorry. It's fine.
Hold on. We're gonna roll this right now, Helen. 9 and under, she's not getting paid. 10 and above, she's getting paid.
Come on.
That's a 14. She's getting paid. Hey. She's getting paid 14 an hour. Which
Hell
is
yeah. That's a sick internship.
Good internship.
I said, what? Yeah, I'm, of course I'm getting paid. We're not a terrible business model here.
That's great. Right. That's awesome. We checking. Can't. All right. Can't,
I'm sorry.
Cannot be
you
what
know
we're doing
how
right
I
now.
Feel about internships, Dahlia.
I absolutely know, but also, come on.
All right.
And she grabs like another thing off the desk and just throws it at your direction. This time it's like
Stop.
Balled up pieces of paper. And she's like, just shut the door. Shut the door.
We were leaving.
Why are you throwing
All
things?
Right. All right. Come on.
Yeah, so yeah, with that interaction, she didn't know any of you due to the roles, and she is still in a panic. So very much you have someone, an intern, hiding in that office, which was Lynn's office. But she was told to be in there and lock the door.
All right. So, I mean, I guess the next move is, should we just go to the rec center, town hall meeting space?
The way she pointed.
Okay. Yeah, if you head in that way, and again, the doors, they're just wide open as they typically are. These ones aren't broken or anything because they are theoretically open when this happened. And you can enter into this big open space, and you can see up ahead, you see a group of three people. One of them you can recognize as Lynn. And they are huddled up and talking to one another. And so you can see Lynn talking to two other people very quickly. And make a quick perception check, everybody.
22.
12.
I got a 7.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, with the 12 and 7, you are just noting that they are, you know, they're meeting and they're talking. But with that 22, Bryony, you do notice over in the corner that one of the like cabinets has been like barricaded shut, and you can kind of see like a slight like shaking happening to it. So yeah, whatever's gone in here, they might have dealt with something. And the three of them seem to be convening.
Do I recognize the two people that Lynn is talking to?
Yes, they are other city workers. You specifically would recognize them as just like other people who probably were working here at the moment of this happening when you called them.
Okay.
And with an 18, they notice you as well. And Lynn stands up and goes, "Oh, Bryony, you guys are okay."
I mean. Your intern has a good arm on her, but yeah, I think we're fine.
Oh, is she okay?
She's fine.
Yeah, she's so fine.
Strong.
Okay. Okay. Okay, great. You said earlier that you tied someone up. Same.
Oh, it was
so,
a lizard. Yeah.
A what?
Oh,
you don't know.
They're
yet.
Lizards.
What did you lock in the cabinet?
Since when can lizards fly?
Oh, you have a flying one? Yours well, that's more. That's better than ours.
That's way more exciting than ours.
Way more exciting, yeah.
Is it a bird?
A plane?
Like a bird person? A plane
And one
person?
Of the other people is like...
A man plane?
I have never seen a bird like that before. That is not
a bird. And I can assure you of that.
Batman.
But we did catch it. And this is one of the other workers there talking to you. And Lynn says, how did you get here?
Sophie gave us a ride, among other things. That was the most recent.
My mother?
Yeah. Your mom sent us to come get you. She was worried about you.
She wants us to meet her at the tower
with you.
Something about crystals.
Lots of things about crystals. Light.
I don't know why she's so worried about the light festival right now, though.
It is a weird time.
Okay. We can do that. We can do that. We need to. That thing's not going anywhere. But is there more of this happening out there?
Oh mm-hmm. yeah.
Mostly lizards, though. I didn't know there was
not a lot of birds that ones. We've seen.
Batman, Birdmen, Transformers.
Okay.
Whatever you've gotten there.
We need to focus on the people. We need to do what we can to help the people first. If only we had something.
I've got. What are you looking for?
We need help. We need
Sophie
security.
Said,
we need
said fixing the lights would help.
What?
She said she could save everyone if she fixed the lights.
Also, did you know John is like a secret agent?
He has a gun.
He has a gun and was like calling. He called himself an agent. Did you know that?
What?
Or was okay? Secret from everybody. I feel better.
So she wasn't wrong.
Who?
Okay, everyone, we do need to get to the tower right now.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
Don't do that thing where you repeat our idea and act like it was your idea.
We said it first. Your mom said it first, actually.
Yeah, so. We should listen to your mother.
She's a smart lady.
All three of them then stand up, and he gives a quick kind of order to the two here. And, you know, they go and they secure whatever's going on inside of that cabinet. They put another thing up against it and they head out to the front, and they end up grabbing the intern, and they bring her along as well. And Lynn is now ready to travel with you guys.
Let's go.
I noticed the intern didn't throw anything at them.
Unfair, but all right. Yeah,
when he opened the door, I was just like, Megan!
It's like a javelin comes out. Like, what? Jesus.
You guys are able to head out of Town Hall, having acquired Lynn and dealt with no other issues. You've got three people in tow, as well as Lynn, two workers, the intern, and the fastest way to where you're going is just following down the street like they had gone, unless you want to take a different route. And do you want to do this on foot? How do you want to go about things?
My immediate thought is it might be useful to have a vehicle, but I don't know if we've got like easy access to one.
Lynn have a car?
Yeah. Do you ask that? Do you, you know, is that, I sorry, was that Helen out loud?
Yeah. Like Helen, because she's older, you know, like she's like spry, but she's not like running marathon spry. So like my thought is, you know, Helen's like looking at like, okay, they just came all this way. Like, you know.
And one of the worker goes, well, I've got my utility truck.
Great.
Yeah, that sounds useful.
I was going to be working on some stuff here in a minute. It's around the back. You can make your way around, and he has a truck. So it seems that the workers typically, Bryony, you were even offered one, but you just bike everywhere. So, but they have a work truck definitely on hand for you if you ever need or require. And so he has his truck here. And we're gonna roll to just see how nice of a truck it is. We're gonna roll a D20 here, and that is a 19. He's got a good utility truck here. It's
clean.
I'm gonna say
it's organized.
I'm gonna say it's a four seater in front as well. Nice. So he's got a full like extended back cab. He's got, you know, four seats interior, which may or may not be important to you guys. It is a rather large truck with a bucket crane set up in the back, or a ladder that he can like extend from back there. So it's not like super, super advanced, but he's got like a ladder back there. And so, yeah, how do you want to get in the vehicle? You hop it inside, you hop it on the back.
Brian is going to hop up top and like bang on it twice and be like, all right, let's go.
Okay. Then yeah, everyone hops in. At this point, we're still looking pretty rough on Dahlia. We've got all of these people because there are now 7 of you. So 4 are inside, probably all of them, the intern, the workers, whatnot, and the 3 of you hopping back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they take off and they head down the street. They're heading towards the tower. And you're seeing strange things as you're going. You're seeing little flashes of light coming off some of the crystals. And down one of the ways, you can see some of these figures. They are scooping up a broken streetlight. They're scooping up parts of crystal and they are putting it into like a bag, and they turn and they see your vehicle speed by, and like one of them starts pursuing, but it's, you know, on foot, so you guys are going faster. Do make a perception check, everybody.
10,
14,
18.
Okay. So again, Helen is the one who's going to notice this, and this time it's based on hearing. You kind of heard it earlier, but you didn't really pay much attention to it because you were focused on Sophie. But this time, having really nothing else to take your attention away, you can hear this buzzing. And you can hear this zzzz kind of in the air. And it is coming from different directions. You can't quite tell, but you can hear this buzzing in the area. And it's very ominous.
What's that noise? Do you all hear that?
And once brought to your attention, the two of you will be able to focus and hear it as well. So yes, you can hear the buzzing as you're driving.
Sounds like big bees.
Yes. Is that what was flying?
Lynn? Wait, is Lynn in the truck with us?
Lynn's in the truck, but you can definitely like yell through and talk to them if you want.
Yeah. Be like, what's that noise, Lynn?
You don't want to find out.
Oh, the thing. And then like Briony pulls out the like the thing that had the wasps on it.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Do you think this is the thing?
The insignia, and it was Helen who took a photo of that.
Briony
found it
in
the medallion. Yeah, you found the amulet medallion, and you kept it in a bag, as well as the little black and yellow marble that came in the center of it that was cracked. And then Helen took a photo with her phone to make sure you guys had copies of the insignia so that you couldn't forget it. And yes, this insignia that looked like somewhat of like a wasp-like creature, there were 3 of them on the insignia of the hooded people. So yeah, that is something
that's
that you're starting.
Not a bird.
Yeah, very much not. And at this point you pull up towards the tower, but you are stopped short because there is someone standing in the street. They are blocking the path and the driver has come to a halt. What do you do? There's this hooded figure up ahead.
Who's driving?
It's the worker whose truck it is.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
So basically all the people from the building are inside the cab of the truck and the three of you are in the bed.
Okay, cool. I think Helen's going to like knock on the window and just be like, it was a nice truck, but why don't you just gun it and run it? Come on, you know you've always wanted to, like, just deep down a little bit. You've
intrusive
always wanted
thoughts.
To. Now's your chance. It's your free shot.
Bryony's eyes are just very wide at this, but she doesn't say anything.
Make a persuasion check.
Surely they're not a friend, right? Look.
Right. That's a 16.
Okay. I am going to contest that with a natural 20.
Oh, damn.
Fear has taken over this person. They are terrified of whatever is up ahead. And you hear the buzzing getting louder and louder as this person or thing standing up ahead of you doesn't quite look like the rest of what you've seen.
Oh,
and
no.
It steps forward and you start to hear the buzzing get louder and then suddenly breaking through windows nearby and descending from up above, you see these things come flying down. And they are these pink and red, and some are black and yellow, trying to almost look like they're the colors of bees or wasps, but those are not what these are. There's these long, long noses that look like they've got teeth at the end, and these little feet of theirs that look like they also are pincers or claws, and they are like almost like large bats, but with stingers in these noses, and you have never seen anything as horrific as this.
Oh, dear.
And they begin to swarm and mass around this person. And your driver gets out and runs. And one of these flying creatures darts after him and attaches to his back. And another one comes and grabs that person. And they begin to dig into him very quickly.
Oh, girls, I'm going to suggest maybe we get inside the truck. Is that a thing?
Yep.
Should we do that? Windows up, girls.
Throw
windows
myself
up
into the driver's seat and start gunning it? Because that guy didn't, and we got to go.
Yeah, so all of you are going to try and get in the vehicle. We're going to make this essentially an initiative roll. So roll initiative.
16. Oh, Helen.
that's a six.
Okay, I also six. Rolled a six.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 sixes, a 16, and let me give them that. All right. So they get one to go first, and one of these things comes flying at you. And whoever is, so if you're making a beeline for the, if you're making a beeline for the driver's seat, one of these little flying creatures is going after you. And okay. So, yeah. Oh no. that is an 8 to hit.
No.
Thank God. It comes like swooming down at you, and you get the door open just in time to kind of smash right into it.
Yeah.
And so it misses, which means you get to take your turn. And what are you doing?
Hopping in? I want to get into the driver's seat, and then can I just like prepare to go as soon as they're both?
Yeah, absolutely. So holding your action. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave until they're in the car.
Okay. And as that action is held, it actually comes to the two of you because it took its turn to try and come at you first, but got smacked by a door. So that's up to Helen next.
Okay. So is this me getting into the truck? Is that what?
If that's what you're doing, because you're in the bed of the truck, and if you're trying to get inside for cover, yes, that would be right now.
Yeah. So I wanna like jump down out of the truck and try and get in like the back and like the extended cab portion.
Okay, great. Yeah, and Lynn and them are like scrunching in to get room for you guys and pulling you in quickly. the intern is just panicking. Megan. okay, and Bryony, so you've got one in the driver's seat. You've got Helen hopping in the back. What are you doing, Bryony?
Just following Helen.
Just kind of shoving Helen
into the...
Great, and that is that as you get in. As soon as that door shuts, your action kicks in, and Haley, your character, Dahlia, is allowed to take off.
We're going.
And you are just like... You can see the tower right ahead of you, and you can bolt that way. Are you trying to go around this person, into this person? What are you doing? You're trying to hit him.
Yep.
Okay. So this is going to be an attack roll right here to kind of do this moment.
For sure.
I want you to make we'll call this an animal handlings check to be like a vehicle handlings check.
Okay.
I would like you to do this. And you will have advantage because you're a car moving very fast.
Love being a car. First one was a 4. And the second one was a nat 20. Let's go.
Okay.
We love being a car.
So you gun it. And this being sends these flying creatures smashing against the vehicle. But it's a work truck. And you rolled well. It's a good work truck. And you have gunned it 0-60, barreling through these things. And you come tearing straight through as you absolutely hit this person, and they collide and they smash up and over the hood of the car, and you are able, the truck, and you are able to keep going. Now, here is one thing we're going to do with that nat 20 in attack rolls. You get to dictate something. You get to dictate some beneficial storyline thing has just happened. Not only damage, but this is the moment. What have you just done? Now, it won't be like a kill or anything per se, but are you, you can get to where you're going for sure. We can move this person where you want them. You can have an advantageous thing happen for you. So kind of I'll let you dictate and then I'll kind of flavor it a little.
Yeah, if it can just be that like they're laid out and can't pursue for a certain amount of time so we can get to where we need to be.
Okay.
That's what I would love.
All right. You want advantage on your escape. So what's happened is as you smash into this person, they get thrown up and over the vehicle and they smash down onto the ground and you are peeling away and they go to stand up again and they just stand there and they stare at you. And in the rearview mirror, you can see them. And at that moment, you see up ahead of you, they don't, behind you, they don't pursue because up ahead of you is something else happening. And you can see Sophie waving you down with something in her hand that is glowing. And she waves you down as you are approaching the tower.
Okay. Hooray. Hooray.